Hello. I am surprised that I'm recording this. I was actually thinking that I might take off an episode here, but I promised you guys and myself that we would get up 2 episodes every single week, and I did not want to leave you out.
Welcome to the Homestead Challenge podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise.
There is something going around, everybody. I know it's not just me because I've heard it from people all over the country. I don't know what's happening, but oh my goodness, I think it's norovirus. If it's not, it's something very similar. My whole family has been down for the count this week. Oh my goodness, worst viral situation that we have ever been through. And my husband's still gone. If you're new here, my husband's military, not home right now. So solo parenting a 2- and 4-year-old when everyone has some issues that I won't discuss because it's a little disgusting. But wow, I just wanted to say if any of you are going through this right now, I am so sorry because I thought I was going to die. I finally ate my first meal in like over 24 hours tonight. So hey. Maybe we're on the back end. Didn't eat a lot, but it's something. So, anyways, during this time, we've been doing some things to support hydration because we definitely need a lot of hydration. And I don't really like to do Gatorade. I truly, when you're really sick, like, I drink Gatorade if you want to drink Gatorade. I'm really... If you've been here for a while, you'll know that I always think that you just got to do what you got to do. But I wanted to provide some other options for you, some things that you can maybe even think about having on hand. And I want to provide 4 options that are going to be from like least crunchy to most crunchy of Gatorade alternatives for you if you find yourself needing some serious hydration. So number 1 is simply Body Armor. You can buy it from the store, wherever you buy Gatorade. It is not perfect by any means, but the ingredients are a little bit better than Gatorade. I definitely drank these like throughout breastfeeding and labor. They were clutch for me during that time. I love them. I'm sure they're not very healthy for you, but definitely a little bit better option. The next option I have used in the past is called, I think it's Scratch Labs or just Scratch. They have like Gatorade powders and these ones are really healthy for you. They don't really have anything bad in them, in my opinion. I was recommended to them when I used to have a running coach. That sounds funny. If you knew me now, you would know that I am in no shape to be having a running coach, but they're really excellent. So you'll probably have to order those online. I'll try to find a link and put that in the show notes if you want to have those on hand. Basically, just a healthy Gatorade powder, mix it in water, you're good to go. The next choice, which honestly is probably my favorite choice right now. I just bought it and it wasn't for this purpose. I had just bought it because I was increasing my magnesium, but it is Wooden Spoon Herbs Magic Magnesium. It's Spirulina Blue Lemonade Flavor Powder. So this is like a magnesium powder, and it's kind of fun because it turns bright, bright blue, even though it's like all natural. I really like the taste of it on its own, but it basically is really weak compared to if you are used to drinking something like Gatorade, you might not be able to adjust to the flavor right away. So you could definitely mix it with lemonade, which is what I have done for my kiddos because they wouldn't drink it on its own. So I just mix it with some lemonade and then they have Fun Blue lemonade and it doesn't make it taste any different because it kind of tastes a little bit like lemonade on its own. So that's a great option. The only downside to this is that it's like, it's pretty bougie. It is expensive for this jar. I'm like holding it in my hand right now. It's lasted me though quite some time because you only use a little bit at once. I normally have one of these a day anyway. That was like what I bought it for, but then it has come in clutch to add some extra electrolytes to our waters, juices, anything that we're having this week. I kind of just throw a little extra in there. And then the last option is actually a recipe that I had made for the Botanical Anthology magazine last year. I've been in a couple different publications of theirs. I absolutely love it. It's so fun. I didn't get a chance to do the last one, but hopefully I will again in the future. So this drink was, it's a little bit complicated, but if you are into herbs, it's really not. So you just might not know what I'm talking about if you have never done this before. But one herb that's really hydrating is actually marshmallow root. And if you're going to make a marshmallow root infusion, you just take water and marshmallow root and just put them together in the fridge overnight and then strain it out. In this recipe, I have a quart of water and 3/4 cup marshmallow root, which is enough for basically a whole pitcher. That's a lot. And then in this recipe, I made a blackberry rosehip syrup. I believe that if it were me now, I would probably do blackberry hibiscus because I absolutely love hibiscus flavor and it has a lot of similar properties to rosehip. But either way, I had 2 cups blackberries, 1/4 cup rosehips, 1/4 cup raw honey, 1/4 cup water, and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. And so if you've ever made simple syrup before, you basically just simmer those things together for 15 minutes and you could smash the blackberries. And then you have a nice simple syrup you can use in anything. But then if you want to combine it all together, you mix the marshmallow root infusion with your blackberry rosehip syrup and then add in a pinch of sea salt to add in those extra electrolytes. That's definitely my most crunchy option and you can play around with it too. You could mix a marshmallow root infusion even with this wooden spoon herbs and that would like be super hydrating and I think super good too because really I can't taste the flavor much of marshmallow root. It's mostly just it's a little thick compared to other things, so I like to keep it on ice and kind of like keep it cold and watered down. I don't know. That's also the best way to get the best properties out of it. So hopefully one of these gave you an idea. So next time you need some serious hydration, you can reach for a little bit better option. I think that I need to go take a nap now. So wish us luck over here. Talk to you later, friends.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.